No, this is a short Indian on the Indian of the Indian of Mila. The Mila, as we know, Mila is Kilu the Emtsoi, it's meant to say Soi, which is the Emtsa between the Netzach and the Hoyt. Mila is what's Memazeg. Mila is a Mizug between the Yemin and the Smol. Mrs. Mila is called Sholim, a person who has Brisi Sholim. Brisi Sholim, Bris Mila is an Indian who brings the Indian of Sholim between two Afach. There's a Guf and there's a Neshama. Mila is what makes the Guf into a Bechinus Neshama. Avraham Avinu is made as a chesed at Tzad Yemin. Yitzhak Avinu is made as a gvura. Mila is what makes the chibur between the two. The chesed and gvura, you can have the same thing, and one's not a steer to the other. That's what Mrs. Mila does to a person. Mrs. Mila makes a person to a matzav way where the same thing can work on both ends. It can work also mitzad gvura, and the same thing can also work mitzad chasod. That's the mitzvah Mila. Over here, Avraham Avinu was ill with Mila, and the Rebbein Shalom came to be merapeh him. The Indian of refuah, we know, is to make a mizug, to make a balance between hafachim. The bracha of Rafa'enu is the bracha which is connected to Ferris. Teferis is what makes the mizug between the chesed and the din. The mitzvah Mila is what makes the mizug between the chesed and the din. Hinini Nisan is Brisi Shalom. About that, that's the whole Indian of Mrs. Mila was Megala, the Indian of Refuah. We don't really find the Indian of Refuah all yet. And here there's a Malach that came to be Merapeh. And we've discussed it before. The one Malach is a Malach of Chesed, Timi Mevasar, a Guta Psura. The other Malach is Lafer Chestoim. And then there's another Malach, Timi Merapeh, Avraham Avinu. It all came here as an Alta the Mila. There's a Chesed and there's a Gvura. And then with the Mrs. Mila, a person could be a Mamazik. When a person's Mamazik, a person has a Mizuk, then there's no reason why a person should ever come to an end. We've explained this Nakuda, that a person who's balanced, he lasts forever. The Sefarin on Hinnin in Eisenle is Brisi Shalom. The Shalom and Malachamovas, the Pinchas became Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi is the one who comes from Pinchas. Pinchas is the Inyan of Shalom. The Inyan of Shalom is the Inyan of the Mizug. The Inyan of the easy balance, the fair balance between the two, is that's the Inyan of what's going to be, that's the Inyan of what's called Chaim HaNetzach. That's the Inyan of what's called, that Inyan is called Chaim HaNetzach. Eliyahu Novi comes from Pinchas, and he's the one who made the Indian of Shalom. So you see that also over here, Rabban Shalom is Moitzi Chama Min Artiko. The Chama, the son, is something that the same Chama that is Merapeh, the Tzadikim, the same Chama is going to be Imanish, the Rishonim. It's the same Nakud, it's also Nizgala over here. It's also Nizgala over here by this Indian. Avada Yaakovino is the middle of Teferis. So when Yaakov Avinu Esav heard him, so it says Vayizrach Leah Shemesh, and the Shemesh was Merapeh him. The Shemesh is that which is Megala, that one thing can be a refuah, and at the same time as it's a refuah, it's also Hatzalah for one, and it's also Ashchos, it's Mashka something else. All that's Megala, the Inyan of Bris. You see that how goofy the Inyan of Bris Mila as well. See the same Indian that we discussed, that the Indian of Mila is Be'etzim taking away the Arla, which is a Yiridika Midah, which is a Midah of Somira, or it's a Mitzvah Zaseh, and it's a Mitzvah Zaseh, which Mitzvah Zaseh comes from the Indian of Asay Toiv. So it's one Mitzvah, which is an Somira, and it's an Asay Toiv together. That's what Mitzvah Mila represents. Mitzvah Mila represents an idea where you could do Kehilah one Pa'ula, and it's also a Kim of Sur Meiran, it's also a Kim of Asay Toiv, it's also a Kim of Av, and it's also a Kim of Yir. Because that's Tachas Mila. And with the Inyan Mila, is that with the Inyan Mila, a person can be Chai B'Kayim. See, the Inyan Mila is the Inyan of given Klal Yisrael Akim is the schus of Mrs. Mila. You see, it's a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael Makayim. It's a nitzchis to geshmek. It never comes to stop people always moisa nefesh from Mila, even if they don't keep other mitzvahs. But it's a mitzvah that has a hemshach, because it's something that brings a certain mizuk to a person. And bringing a mizuk to a person brings a certain gezunt to a person, brings a certain healthiness to a person that the person carries on. It's important now for this avoda for us, bichlal, because Tishri is a month where you have mamish. It's a bilbul. Tishri, you have yom neiran. You have mamish the extreme yira, and then you go straight from there to sukkahs, which is extreme ahava. And then after Yom Tov, it's very hard. A lot of people feel very exhausted after sukkahs. They have to now get back to find the balance. They've picked up Yira on the way, Baruch Hashem. They've picked up Ava in the end on the way. The next really Yom Tov is the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And we know the Yom Tov of Chanukah, there's also a Yemin. And there's also a smile. The difference is, by Chanukah, the Yemin and the smile are pointing in the same direction. Chanukah corresponds to the idea of the Yemin and the smile. One of the things the Yevonim attack goes on was on this mitzvah Mila. Kol zman they eaten on the muzuk, they have a hemshach and they carry on. As soon as you get them, you pull them into extremes, it's very difficult. Remember, you see also, if you want to dafka speak about current affairs, you see also the door. It's not so easy to find an easy mizuk, especially here in Eretz Yisrael. There's people who are very yiridic, you know, the Chazon Ish Nikim, the brisket. There's people who are very yiridic, and there's people that are very avadic and very geschmack and laid back. Finding up somebody serious with ne'imus, with those, with a blend, it's nishkan leichte zach. It's a shver zach. It's also a sign of the kisa d'mshicha. People are confused. They go over here, they see that everything's all about avas Hashem. They go over there and they see everything's all about yiras Hashem. Here they go and they say everything's all about chumras. And they go there and they say everything's all about kulas. It's mavulbal. It's like a mavulbal. Just before Pinchas Elio, before Elio was coming to me, Mavasa the Gula, and that's one. It could be a goyim of this Indian. It could be a goyim of this Indian. Is that there's an assign in the Dorot of Kedushas Abris. Kedushas Abris is what makes them, builds the mizuk into the person. Builds the mizuk into the person. Person's got to work very hard. Even within tefillah, you know, within tefillah, to have when he's supposed to have the regoim of year, when he's supposed to have the regoim of ava, when a person's a pnimius de geyid, so memela the ava and year is not a stira. A hela geyid, the ava and year is not a stira. But mokum gila shonte irina, mokum irina shonte gila. So in the winter now, after having huge portions of Ava and huge portions of Yira, now the void in the Chayref is to find them, is to find the path where we can live in a muzikdika life of Ava and Yira together. And then we get to Chanukah, which is Takamamish, the Yemin and the Smoil coming together. Chlal in the Beis Hamikdash, we know the Beis Hamikdash is a Mordek and Mizuk of it. Besides, we give a whole share once in it. The Beis Hamikdash is the Emtza HaOlam. And the Ravim and the Kainim, the Av and the Yira, that was a Mardika Mokam HaMizuk. That's why the Beis HaMikdash would be Etzem and Nitzchi is take a place. Because it was a Mokam of Mizuk. We don't have that, so we're thrown to all different extremes. But Yid has to know that there's a void of Yira and there's a void of Av, and he has to know when to apply the Av, when to apply the Yira. And that's how you can live emstika life, a shlemistika life, a life of shalom. That's called namish, a life of shalom. It's brisi shalom bichlal. That's a life of shalom. All these inyanim where it's the same bet as the previous tikkun. When you get pushed to one extreme, you don't. A person can only be mitkadem if he's on the kavim tzoy. Kavim tzoy is a kav that's mitkadem. Any kav, which is any tzovos, it gets stuck. It's one of the ketzovos. One of the ketzovos is he gets stuck. A person lives a life of mizug. He's always in the kavim tzoy. Kavim tzoy is a kav that moves. You see, Yaakov Avinu was the kavim tzoy. He was the mid of Tiferes. But Yaakov Avinu, it says, Yisa Yaakov Raglov. So Yisa Yaakov Raglov. Yaakov Avinu has a He's a Gaia, he's a Goa. He's a Yaakov Raglov. Anybody who's a Kavim Tzoi can go, he doesn't get stuck. He can go. Bilam Taka was Poygam. Bilam was represents Pekama Bris. And Bilam represents the whole Musagi, Machshel Klal Yisrael Bnei Smoyo. Throws them off. Once a person loses the Indian of Kedushas Bris, so it throws them off. It throws them off into directions, and that's why Pinchas put them back straight in an Eisnes Bris Yishal. He put them back on the Kavim Tzoi. That's why he became a Kohen. That's why he became a Kohen Gadol for the Bais Hamikdash. And that's why he became a Yohanavi to put him back on the Kavim Tzoi. So by Bilam, it says that he couldn't go left. And if Ayamad Mishal Akromim and Godam Izeh, but Godam Izeh, it's all an Indian of he was the Hepach Hageder. So the Malach is showing him. Malach is showing him that Klal Yisrael have Kedushas Abris. Klal Yisrael are blend, I don't know how to say it in English, or Mamuzik Dekayidin. Mamuzik Dekayidin. The Ava and the Yiro, they're Mamuzik Dekayidin. The Klal Yisrael comes from Yaakov Beker, because Yaakov has made the Mizuk. Klal Yisrael comes from Mamuzik Dekamatsev. Mamuzik Dekamatsev. And that's it comes from a Yisa Yaakov Raglev Dekamatsev. We talk about the Raglaim, when they go to the Beis Hamikdash, Mayofu Pemaich Van Olim, the Raglaim going to the Beis Hamikdash. If you go into the Beis Hamikdash, you can become a Goa, because you're going into a Mokum, which is Memuzik, and that helps a person to be a Hoylech. It's very, very hard to be pushed in all directions, and it's a big avoid, and it's a big chesed, if a person could be mashpia on somebody else, to make him into a Memuzik like a person. Person comes in a muzik like a person, that's the biggest chesed you can do a person. Makes him into a Beis Hamikdash like a yid, makes him into a yid that can be a hoylech. The person makes him into a yid that's not stuck. You see also, the Yevonim, everything's anti-Chanukah, kilu. The Yevonim are goyze on Shabbos, Mila, and Kiddush HaChodesh. The Levana, you see the same thing. Until you get to them tzoi, there's a pigam. When you get to the 15th of the month, that's when the moon is full. That's the Siyara B'Shleimus. That's the reign of Shleim HaMelech. It was called Shleima, because Shleima is the Inyan of Shalem. Shleim HaMelech was Dor HaMelech. His reign was full of Melchomas, full of Dus, full of Yens. Shleim HaMelech was a very, very Menuchadika reign. It was a Memuzadika reign. And it's represented by, it's called the reign of the Siyara B'Shleimus. That's by Emes the Levana. I'm going. When you reach the middle, that's where you reach the Shleimus. You take a step off from the middle, the 16th and the 17th, the 18th of the month, it's really vital to power pogum. Till you get to the middle, it's Tishkan Shleimus. You get to the middle, then it's Shleimus. Yomim Toivim or in Tezvov, Tezvov. Pesach and Sukkot and Tezvov, Tezvov. You get to the middle. Then there's a Yom Tov, then you can come to the Beis Hamikdash. So Yvonim Ogoizo and Kiddush HaChodesh. On the Memuzik. Tam the Shmanim, there shouldn't be Menorah. Menorah Boda Koich HaMizuk. Shabbos is also an Inyan of Shleimus. Shabbos is a mitzvah of Esek B'Torah. Shabbos is a mitzvah of Oineg, a mitzvah of Achil Ashtia. Everything on Shabbos is a Mamuzik. That's why there's Shleimus. That's why there's Menucha on Shabbos. There's no fight between is it this or is it that. It's both. It's in the middle. Once you Oike Klal Yisrael from a Derech HaMamutza, so then you've beaten them, and they're not going anywhere. Shabbos, Milan, Kiddush HaChodesh, and Inyan of Levana all have the same musik. You go to the Beis Hamikdash when the seer is Bishleimus, when the moon is Bishleimus, then you go to the Beis Hamikdash. Let's avoid in the winter, preparing ourselves for Hanukkah, preparing ourselves. That's why Kilun Cheshvan, there's no Yom Tov. We've got to take everything in. know, we've got to sort out all the year we took in, we've got to sort out all the hour we took in. We've got to sort it all out. It's got to be a month where we can just settle down, let it absorb, let it get into us. And then we can start preparing ourselves. After that comes Kislev, which is really Chanukah. Chanukah shows we've reached the point where the Av of Sukkot is inside Yemin, and the year of Yom Narayim is mitzad Smoil. Everything is pointed at Tzad Emtza. That's the Kivon, that's the Shleimus. Mamash the Inyan of Shabbos as well. You eat and the Shabbos Nehne, everything works as a blend. The Spitz of Shabbos is the Sud of Yaakov Avinu. That's the Spitz of Shabbos. When you get to Shabbos, and then you get to the Spitz, you get to the greatest Mizukilu that we're holding, and we try to take that into the week. Esav, you see, has no Mizuk. He's a Roshim, he's fighting, he's murdering, and he's kissing Yaakov Avinu. And in Boim Nisav and Elcha, and he's trying to kill him. The Rachmanis, the biggest Rachmanis, is somebody that's got no Mizuk. Yaakov Avinu's got no Mizuk. I'm traveling slow, and careful. Yaakov Avinu's got a Koyach HaMizuk. It's the opposite of Esav. Esav brings in the world a Koyach of, you know, the koyach of Vild and the koyach of, or the other way, all extremes. I have to get rid of the extremes, and the person's got to get to the Kamim Tzoy. There's no harm in going to hear a fiery literature Musa Shmuz, and there's no harm in going to hear a fiery Avadika Breslava Shmuz. As long as you take that in, and you take that in, and you make a mizug out of it. Yeah, you're supposed to bring Ava into. You're supposed to look for where I can be Moisev B'Yira. You're supposed to look for where I can be Moisev B'Ava. You take both of them, and then you're a Richtiger Eved Hashem.